I like to call the March 14th means of waiting the means of quarter. And I have approval of the February 8th meeting. Make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
In favor?
Aye.
All right, moving forward, all motions are to adopt unless otherwise stated, so as I go through it, unless you're going to make a motion for something else, I'm going to assume that it's adopted. I'm going to take the resolution 117 out of order. It's the attorney, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Yeah.
Discussion.
Aye.
Thank you.
You're all set.
Thank you for, can I just say thank you for taking it out of order? Well, I'm going to go.
We thought you wanted it last.
Thank you so much for the welcome and for the introduction to this process. I'm going to keep learning, but I look forward to the next time. Thank you all.
All right. Have a good night.
Resolution number 77. Can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second. Second.
Oh, yeah.
Gina.
Second.
Discussion.
We talked about this last session. I'm still against this motion. I think that putting this rule in place will create hardship for both the county and for the bank that the money's in at this point. I think that the county is working on other plans to diversify their finances, and I think that we need to let the county finance team work on that and come back to us if it feels appropriate. I believe they understand the sensitivity or understand the rationale behind what this motion is. I think they agree with that rationale, but I think there's other ways and better ways to do it. I believe it's best for the county finance officers to come up with a better way and present that to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The primary sponsor, the only sponsor, is not here. If I could postpone this 1 month, make a motion to postpone it until he has a chance to point out his views, whether, again, I think he just wants this talked about for discussion. He doesn't want to vote on it.
Second to the motion to postpone.
Okay. I was going to ask if your comments were.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know there were comments pending.
Yeah, just briefly, I do support postponing it. I think there's a lot of good things in this motion, in this policy, but I ask some concern, particularly with Section 7 of the policy. Basically, this will eliminate all local banks from receiving large deposits from Ulster County. For example, Bank of Green County, they'll be limited to about $27 million. My understanding is the total cash on hand is about $200 million. Divide 27 into 200, and that tells you how many banks we'd have to deal with on a regular basis to have account relationships with. And this will push all of our deposits to J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo. They don't pay market rates of interest. They don't have to. They're too big to fail. And this really ignores the benefit to keeping these deposits in our local market. Local banks make loans to local businesses. And, you know, these big banks don't do that. So that's my issue with the policy. I think we should postpone it. I'd like to hear what the sponsor has to say.
Is there a motion to postpone? Second. Ms. Sarah Nolan. Discussion.
Did Linda have any comments?
I was just going to also offer that we now have almost all of the committee members named to the Investment Policy Advisory Committee. Now we are waiting on one. So once we have them all named, I think this should be something that would go to the Investment Policy for review, consideration, discussion. That's the proper channel for this, and then that discussion could come back to the party and to the legislature.
Postpone for 1 month. Second, Leslie Nolan. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Resolution number 78. Can I move?
I move this.
Second. Second. Comments. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Resolution number 82. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Roberts. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Resolution number 83. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Carried. Resolution 84. Can I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Okay. Favor?
Aye.
Close. So carried. Resolution number 85. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Second column. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 86, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Dolan, second. Collins, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 87, can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second. Collins, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. It's good. Okay, 88, can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Collins, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 91, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion?
I have discussion on this one.
Yes.
It's come up in a number of other committees. I think that there's no disagreement. I think we all want the agricultural crisis relief coordinator hired. I think we want that done. I think where the concern is it's taking money specifically away from the parks, which I'm not sure that all of us are going to agree with. I think that as we look through at the allocation of the ARPA money, it's clear that we may not be able to spend or commit all of that money. And I think that's why this makes sense to commit this money. This will be actually no one will use this. I don't know that it makes sense to pull it from parks. I think there's other areas we can maybe pull it from, or maybe not even identify where it comes from, and let those other areas either commit the money in time or not commit the money in time. So I don't understand why the resolution has the whereas must come from parks.
Yeah, I think the way the resolutions are written, if you're coming up with money, you have to say where it comes from. And so I understand the disinclination to appear to disrespect parks, but I don't think this actually does that. The discussion in the ARPA committee, and we have Nate with us, and in the Committee of Origin, said that the money is being pulled in order to fund this in a timely fashion, and then we discussed having a running tally of anywhere that money got pulled from that are projects that can be supported with Ulster County funds. We will keep that tally and not fail to fund those projects. The parks money, in addition to just that it could be pulled from anywhere, I think there is some concern about the ability to move those projects along rapidly. So to the extent that you want to have any criteria, you would have any money that might get left on the table pulled from there first and move it over. So that's my understanding, that it's not really coming from parks, it's coming from the ARPA pool money, but we have to designate it for bookkeeping purposes as coming from a specific line. So
I will vote yes on this resolution because I do understand that, but I want to make sure that it's commented that I think what Legislator Nolan said, it's not necessarily coming from parks long term. We'll probably have another resolution later. If parks does find a way to spend the money, we can do another resolution, I guess, to pull it from someplace we can't spend the money. Is that the understanding that we'll do here, or is that kind of the belief?
Yeah, I also want to note that this does not fully deplete a parks line, even if that didn't change, there's still about $300,000 in that parks line. So this is just a portion of that allocation, but I also agree with what you said, Senator Collins. I think that if there was a desire to fund the Round 3 parks to that full amount, those monies would be found. But at this point, the monies are all allocated. That has been done by the committee. What we're talking right now about is the time sensitivity to obligate the money. So the more contracts that we can get signed, the better. Because we don't want to leave a penny on the table. So we've got to obligate all this money by the end of the year.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Resolution 92, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Resolution 93, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Comments? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Resolution 94, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
No, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Resolution 96, can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Second.
That's the answer. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 97. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
So carries. 99. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 100. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 101. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Thanks.
Carried. 102. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 103. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 104. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
I've actually asked the Deputy Executive Contreras and yeah, Director McDonald to present this, but I just want to get your explanation of what's going on.
Sure. So this is the contract that pays for the safety net clinic services that are provided by Family Services Incorporated. Since January 1st of 2014, the county was no longer providing direct clinical services for chemical dependency or for OMH licensed clinics. They went into a staffing agreement with then Hudson Valley Mental Health in order to be able to staff up a new clinic in Kingston, one in Ellenville, and a satellite in Ellenville, and a satellite in New Paltz at the time, to be able to continue to provide services so that it would feel seamless for Ulster County residents when Ulster County privatized the clinic services. So this is the fourth update of that initial contract in 2014. Family Services has since merged with Hudson Valley, and Family Services is the parent company. We started, I believe, with 10 employees. We now have 5 that are still there. They are fully county employees. We pay for their salary, their fringe, and Family Services is able to bill off of their clinical time, and that is the agreement. We determine in our contract deliverables a certain standard of care that we're expecting from them in order to be able to continue this staffing agreement. And the standards of care are also linked to the regulations that have them be able to operate a clinic. We maintain regular contact. They provide quarterly data. They're at our tables. All of our tables are single point of access tables. Our article clinic conversations, any planning, system planning tables, they are doing what we've asked them to do, which is to provide services to our residents. Regardless of their ability to pay, they have sliding scale fees. They bill all panels of insurances for individuals that are in the county. And this is an update for their original contract.
I mean, yeah, you know, and thank you for that. Track, as you can see, this is one of those contracts where, when I was thinking of the quality analyst that's in the controller's office, this is one that I will certainly ask and encourage the controller's office to also start watching and monitoring, not just from, you know, a service standpoint, but also the quality standpoint of what are the users, you know, doing surveys with the people who are actually receiving services, that the quality of the service that they get is also important, at least to me, and I believe the legislator would agree, that we want to provide the quantity but also the quality of service, that we're actually making a difference. I'll leave it at that.
I can speak to that briefly. We have a survey for constituents that are launching shortly that we'd like to have a lot of these vendors provide or make available to users of the service so that we can hear their feedback on it.
Just in terms of the quality of services, I'm sure that you're all aware that our service system within behavioral health has really struggled through COVID. The landscape has changed. The ability to do telehealth and not have to come into an office and deal with folks individually has really drawn from our more expert type of service providers. So it's been difficult for all of our community-based providers to recruit. Recruit one thing, retain is another. There's a lot of movement amongst our community-based organizations, and we require, in order for the quality of service, for folks to really be able to engage in that change experience, you need someone that has some expertise to be able to partner with you. But salaries, we're not allowing for them to do that. So in this renegotiation of the contract, we didn't increase any money, but we allowed for them to be able to change their rates of pay for clinicians in order to be able to recruit them. And once they're done, once they've come to the not to exceed of 1.9, they'll have to stop billing then. But they thought that that was a risk that they would be willing to take in order to retain more quality staff. Better staff, better product, better outcomes. And that's what they're
doing. And that logic should track. I want to ensure that it does, that we're paying more, we're getting a better quality staff, and that should have to lead to better outcomes. I just want us to track that to make sure that truly is, and we're not just paying people more and still getting the same product at the end for more money. That's just where that's why I was asking for the controller's office to, you know, help to monitor. That's fair enough.
Does Ulster County pay 100% of the salaries? Of the county staff salaries. And so any monies that are obtained through billing go to other expenses.
Back to the
thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 105, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I have a motion to block 106, 107, 108, 109.
Second.
Second. Discussion to block. All those in favor of blocking?
Aye.
Okay. I have a motion to adopt the block. Motion to answer. Second. Second. So no one. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 111. A motion. Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Did the law enforcement committee look into any alternatives? I'm sure this is standard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a it would be desirable if there were alternatives. I understand that there might not be. So we could just look into that. You know, it might be that any alternatives would be as bad or worse. But it's hard for me to endorse putting barbed wire on anything. I've seen a lot of injuries with barbed wire, and they're not always, they're frequently not anyone who was intended to be injured. Maybe nobody's ever intended to be injured. Those injuries occur to people that are not the individuals being addressed to exclude or keep out of a site. It's accidental exposures. So electric fencing is even more problematic, but I guess I'm just would push the law enforcement committee and the sheriff's office to see if there are ways that we can make sure that when potentially dangerous materials are used, that that the public, general public, is kept away from those.
Yeah, they've been looked at, and this is what has been come up with, what is standard, what meets their, you know, rules and regulations for our type of facility. Just so you know that we have, you know, they've done their homework. You're welcome.
And I'll just add, and maybe I'm correcting it, these are, I think, 13 foot high. So I don't know if just anybody runs the risk of.
It's a very specialized.
Yeah, 13 feet high. It would be pretty deliberate to be near that.
Or skydivers.
Yeah.
But thank you. Yeah, I think that the high fencing is, sorry, with slider tolerance. But yeah, I think the high fencing there is a safety
feature. I'm wondering where this is, because I couldn't actually see where this is located.
That's the law enforcement center.
This is the impound yard.
Okay.
The law.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 112, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 113, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 114, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Answers?
Second.
No one? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 115. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 116. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 117. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 119, can I have a motion?
Did you skip 117 on purpose?
We did it up front.
Yeah.
A motion on 119?
119.
Second.
Second. Comment? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 120, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 121, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 122, can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 123, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 124, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 125, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion?
I do. This is a lot of money for something. When was the law enforcement center built?
Years ago.
Okay. It seems like a lot of money. Yeah, like a boiler after 20 years seems like it's a problematic and a huge amount of cost. Just saying that.
Yeah, this is a project that actually started over 10 years ago and had a great amount of environmental work done to see if there were some alternatives. It required a special placement of a natural gas line and has been looked at repeatedly over the years because it is a large amount of money for a not very forward-looking system. But it seems to be the best of the options. And natural gas is improving over the, I think it's fuel oil that is used currently. So I don't know if there's anybody here that can speak more specifically, but just I have familiar from years before I was on the legislature hearing about and working with people that were trying to get a solution that was less expensive and better for the environment. And I'm convinced now that this is expensive and maybe a little better for the environment than what's there, and it will work, which is necessary for the facility.
Yeah, Mr. Collins, just so you know, I this actually started being talked about at least 2 or 3 years ago when the sheriff took over, and I couldn't believe it, knowing because I oversee facilities around the hospital. And when I asked to see the boilers, I was even more shocked to find out they're the exact same boilers that we have at the hospital, and ours are from 1966, and they're still running with no issues. Well, not no issues, but very little issues. They're not having to be replaced like these are. It turns out there were installation design faults in the way that these were installed, which is part of the reason for failure, but also just quite honestly, just poor maintenance over the years, systems that should have been recommended to be replaced that prevent corrosion and deterioration, they just were not put in place all these years. So they're having to replace something that has been wanted on loss for now almost 50 years old and still running strong. One of Cleaver Books is literally the top of the line boiler system out there, and there's inexcusable that we have to do this, but unfortunately, seeing for myself the condition of them, we have to do it. Unfortunately, there's no salvaging them at this point. Yeah.
I appreciate the information on that. Obviously, I didn't have the background you guys have, but it does, it's a lot of money for something that is not that old and could last a lot longer. So I appreciate that you guys have looked at it.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Okay. Resolution 127. Six. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 127. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 128. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second?
Second.
That's it. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 129. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Can I have a motion to block 130 through 137?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. This block.
Great. Motion on the block.
I'll move the block.
Second?
Second.
Next, Roberts. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 138. Can I have a motion?
Aye.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? I do have a question. So Deputy Executive Kelly had told us that in the not too distant future, we will be renovating this county office building. Is that project sort of still in the works?
It is, but I don't know if I would
I got the impression within the next 3 to 5-ish years, and that would have been a year or so ago, so let's call it the next 2 to 4 years.
I haven't seen any year plans right now. It does also depend on some other, what departments going to be, community Broadway, we're still looking at space and how they think needs to be made and when that.
So it doesn't seem like there's an immediate plan to start these renovations. So doing this now is not going to just cause us to spend money, just work it out in another couple of years.
Chair, this would also, this is for the security and kind of, access point that would remain with the building repairs. The building repairs would be like the curtain windows. That sort of repair would be done, but the security system that they're looking at for now would be an upgrade to return system, and there may be improvements down the road, but it wouldn't be ripped out.
Yeah, that's not the impression that I recall. It was that we were literally going to be gutting this building because there was missing lateral ties on the columns and beams to some structural issues that needed to be addressed. This discussion happened last year, or maybe even the tail end of the year before, that there were significant renovations to this building, which would cause us to actually have to find temporary locations to work out of because we couldn't be here. So if that's not in the immediate plans, then I'm fine moving forward. I just didn't want to do something now that in a year and a half, 2 years, we're going to be ripping out.
Okay, but, it's not in the immediate plans. There are also discussions about if you do one floor at a time. Is there a way to move departments out of this building so that there would be enough room to be flexible and move? So there's a longer planning horizon.
Okay. I just want to take a moment to commend Legislative Hansen for her work on this. It was in the window for quite some time, and she really moved this around.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 139, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 140. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 141. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 142. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 143, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 44, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 145, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 146, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 147, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 148.
I'll move it.
Second? Okay. Discussion?
I'd just like to commend the executive's office for putting this together and getting it this so quickly. I do appreciate it, and I'm in favor of it.
Completely agree.
So if we had discussed the laws and rules, some of these things are required and some are things that we would are changes that are looking to be brought forward. The question was, this is being brought to this committee because it's personnel. There was some feeling that this really should be reviewed by and approved also by laws and rules. We were able to pull out the...
So as I said in the laws and rules committee, everything outside of the only changes that are not mandated are where we specifically call out boards, commissions, or councils. All the other things which is mandated for the state.
It's like 95% of it.
It is 95%. That's true. To me, the crux of the issue is actually getting the board, all those folks that we wanted to develop with this policy in this. So that means that what's the main impetus for doing this? So I feel like we should move forward with the first thing.
Yeah, I can see your point. But I also think that the legal structure of this is very clear. So in the interest of going forward, I would say yes, but I think that this type of policy probably should go to laws and rules in the future. And that's primarily a decision of the clerk of the legislature, which committees these go to. And if I thought there were significant concern about this resolution, I could see sending it back. It's not time urgent, although it could turn out to be time sensitive. So I favor going ahead on it, but I actually think that it's a good point that if we have a committee set up to look at laws and rules when we're putting something forward like this, good to send it to them. Is it essential in this case? I think the points about it being 95% mandated, it being based on a prior policy, there's an opportunity for the members of that committee to speak on the floor if they have any concerns, come here tonight if they have concerns. So I think it's procedurally better, but I don't think it's procedurally mandated.
Now, is that laws and rules, and Chair Kovacs could speak on it if you want. It didn't seem they had concerns that they should have been looking at it, but it seemed to have a need to see it get past this Tuesday and move forward with it. And again, I shared my concerns about it coming to this committee with Clerk Felder today. And, I think there's, I understand what Vicki was doing, giving it to us, abiding by the strict coherence of the rules. So, but maybe we should give her some latitude in making changes in the future. I don't know if that calls for a rule change or anything like that, but maybe something to think about.
She has sole discretion to do it. She can do that. She can
refer
to any.
She has sole discretion. Yeah, she has the authority to do it. So I think just communicating that we prefer in such circumstances that it go to both committees. I mean, she has to send it here, but she can send it to additional committees, and I think it has a benefit. This is not controversial, thank goodness, but it could be. I mean, it's a subject matter that can generate concerns. So I think we're in good shape on this one, and so we should go ahead and pass it. I think it could have a benefit in the next week if we, you know, we don't know what's out there. But we do know that we have had past instances where we wished we had this very law of this very policy. So I favor going ahead and acting upon it today and not holding it up for a month.
Chair Crispo, you agree?
That was just my point as well. We have plenty of resolutions that go to the Committee of Jurisdiction and then other committees, and I agree with you that we should to have technically go to law school.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 149, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 153, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 154, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Just like to express appreciation to both of our commissioners.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 156. 156. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
If you insist, Mr. Chairman.
No, I mean, they get it right.
You know, for the sake of the record, I'll vote no.
Do you want to explain your vote?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We discussed this along rules, and it has to do with the proposal to remove the requirement that the health commissioner be a licensed physician. And I think some of you were at the Long Rules Committee, so I'm going to save you my speech. I think that perhaps we should, the short version is, let's try our utmost to find a licensed physician to run the health department. And if that doesn't work, if that's we're unable to do so, perhaps at that time, this would be something that I would consider supporting.
I believe that's what the law allows to happen anyway. This, you know, what the change allows, they can find a physician, practicing physician, and they may choose that. But they have to give them a choice of not finding that, being able to hire another person. So I think that's really the rationale for this change.
Based on your resolutions, listed any new business? Well, we got it.
Thank you. Good evening. My apologies for coming a little bit late. Thanks for returning another meeting. And I'm glad that our new deputy controller is here to answer your questions.
Congratulations.
I wanted to let you know that sales tax for last year came in at $107.6 million, which is 2% more than budgeted. So that's really excellent. We've achieved all of our January collections for this year, and we're trending about 1% ahead of last year. So things still seem to be doing quite well. The resolution that you passed today, Resolution 146, was necessary to allow the recording of the final revenue payments for 2022. So we're pleased with that moved ahead. Interest income budgeted in 2023 was $681,000, and I gave you guys a big number last time, but it's even bigger now. We earned actually $7.3 million in interest last year. We are still recording 2023 expenditures, and we're going to continue to do that for quite some weeks now. That is a difference and a change from previous years when we typically ended reporting of expenditures for the prior year in February. The Department of Finance is working on that, and there'll be some adjustments to ensure that everything's reported properly. We cannot tell you when we'll have a solid look back at 2023 on the expenditure side. And our fourth quarterly report will probably be in May for you. So I regret that it can't be sooner, because I think it really does help inform what you're spending and anticipating revenues for this year. So I just wanted to let you know. We are also working closely with the finance department to transition the bank reconciliation process from our department to their department. And we will be eliminating a layer of approvals called AP, accounts payable, which we've learned through collaboration is literally duplicative of work that is happening in the controller's office. And in fact, the clerks that were AP clerks at one time used to sit in the controller's office, and there was a charter change to move them to finance. So we're hoping to streamline some efforts, and communications will be going out to the departments on that point, but we've been working closely together to make sure that, you know, we're not duplicating work. On the audit side, we're in the testing and analysis phases on both health insurance and our corporate compliance audits. The CARES 1 audit was released this week. I think you saw findings are very similar to CARES 2, including ineligible businesses receiving tax grants, funding for expenses that may not align with your priorities, a failure to provide appropriate tax forms for awardees, which has been corrected, I want to make that clear, and maybe a potentially fraudulent award to Easy Fast Printing. We have referred documents over to the district attorney's office for review. It was a small grant, you guys. It was a $15,000 grant, and the staff time to really pursue repayment of that may not be worth it. So that is, you know, that's a question people all often ask, like, can you go after that guy? There are other measures that we should consider in the future. For example, to the extent that the county is making grants for the purchase of equipment, we should be filing UCC filings so that we may have an interest if they decide to divest themselves of that equipment in the future. We will be releasing the 2023 pay dashboard. I don't know if you recall that from last year, the 22 dashboard. It'll be out next week, so we're looking forward to that, and we think that that'll inform budgeting for this coming year, collective bargaining discussion, and transparency for you and the taxpayers. The quality analyst, we had originally said she would be here this month, so my apologies. She will be joining us next month. She's in the midst of an analysis of a big bunch of high-touch, high-constituent services contract reporting. She presented, actually, to the Community Services Board earlier this week, last week, planning a survey, as we heard, to gather more information from folks. So we're really excited about that work, especially after learning that the Community Services Board is also very focused on quality of services received by constituents on particular contracts. They are, of course, only working on the mental health side. We're looking at all of them, to, you know, countywide, not just specific to mental health, but I'm really hoping to get some good feedback from that board on the kind of measurements that they're interested in. Let me give you guys an example. Cost per constituent, right? Cost of service per constituent. My brain as the comptroller just naturally goes to that as a number. But you know what? That is a very, very difficult number to calculate in some cases, because many times you have duplicative services. You don't have just unique individual users of a system. They could be coming back multiple times. And also, there could be a very high cost per constituent service of one type of service. And it looks like a big and a high number that could raise a red flag. But when you really dig in and think about the kind of service that person is getting, it's worth the money. So I just warn you, and I want to, you know, note and sort of preface our work that will come next month to say we're looking at all of those issues. And then finally, given the resignation of the Commissioner of Finance and the risks that were identified through that process, our annual report to you and the executive is going to be different this year. In the past, we talk about, here's the types of things we think about in risk assessment. We are going to present you a list of our major concerns and risks that have been identified. We don't usually put that out for the public, but given the changes that we've been going through, we think it's critical. You know, all of these risks have been communicated one form or another. We want to put them all together in a summary document so you can really see the things that we're concerned about. I'm happy to answer any questions or provide any information on any of the things we've talked about today or anything else that we've presented.
So you'll be prepared for next month for the call answer. Okay.
On the sales tax revenue that was collected last year, you gave the number 3.5 over?
Yeah, 3.6.
3.6. What does that equate into dollars for all of us that don't know how to use a calculator?
Well, no. 2% more than budgeted and $3.6 million. Sorry.
3.6
yes.
Million.
I can't believe we're reporting these sales tax numbers. I mean, and that it's still, we're beating last year, this year. That is really significant.
We have any impact from the marijuana sales tax?
We received $41,000 in revenue so far. But considering there's no real licensed retail, that's significant coming from grower showcases. And, you know,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Before we adjourn, Unless anybody has objection, we're going to move the meeting to 5 p.m. next month or immediately following laws and rules. Can I have a motion adjourned?
Motion.
That's the second. Second. Mr. Mullen, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm.